Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. So Monday is Repeal Day, which has only recently become sort of a thing for bars and breweries and everybody else. But Repeal Day dates back quite a while.
That's right. So Repeal Day is sort of an invented holiday to celebrate an occasion that's really important to bartenders and people who love drinks, and that's the repeal of Prohibition in 1933.
What kind of cocktail have you thought about for us to celebrate Repeal Day?
Well, Prohibition was repealed by FDR, who signed the 21st Amendment on December 5th, 1933, and FDR was a big fan of the martini. He would make these for guests that were visiting the White House, and so we're going to make an FDR-style martini.
Now, before I took one of your classes on martinis, we had a martini lab. I was like a lot of people. Vermouth in a martini, you can wave the bottle over the glass or maybe put the bottle close to the glass, but I wanted a dry martini, and you kind of changed my mind.
Yeah, I've done a lot of martini classes over the years, and that's the thing that most people learn is that when you're using good fresh vermouth, people like what I call a wet martini, and that's how FDR liked his.
So what's the recipe for this one?
Okay, so this is a 3-to-1 martini. That means we're using 3 parts gin and 1 part of dry vermouth. Now, that dry vermouth is really important. It has to be fresh. If you have a bottle of vermouth at home and it's not in your refrigerator and it's open, you should go throw it away right now because it's not any good. Vermouth is wine, and just like you wouldn't drink a bottle of wine that had been sitting on your counter for 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years, you shouldn't drink vermouth like that either.
I like my ratio of gin to vermouth to be more like 5-to-1. Is there a right way?
No, it's really what you like. My classes, we found that most people prefer between 3-to-1 and 5-to-1, so you're right there.
What about garnishes? I notice you're using a lemon peel.
I am. So FDR, while known for making martinis, wasn't known for making particularly good martinis. And he liked to garnish his with both a lemon peel and an olive.
Oh, that just doesn't sound right.
Right. So I really like a lemon peel in mine, and that's how we made it today. But you can garnish with whatever you like. A martini is a very personalized drink. It's the gin you like, the vermouth you like, put together the way that you like.
So you stirred this drink.
This is one of those drinks that there's a little controversy over, mostly thanks to James Bond, who likes to specify his martinis shaken, not stirred. But as a drink that just has clear ingredients, spirits, vermouth, this is a drink that traditionally should be stirred. And if you go to the website and see the pictures, you'll see how beautiful this drink looks because we stirred it. It doesn't have any foam on the top, doesn't have any ice shards floating. It's a really beautiful drink.
Some people use bitters in martinis. Is that allowed?
Absolutely. The classic recipe was 2 parts of gin to 1 part of dry vermouth, so really wet by our standards, and a couple dashes of orange bitters. And I actually really like the orange bitters as an addition, but we tried to stick fairly close to what FDR would do here.
You used the Michigan gin in this.
That's right. So I used the Detroit City Distillery Railroad Gin. And Detroit has, of course, a big history connected to Prohibition because it was so close to the Canadian border. Lots of spirits were coming across the border. So, you know, repeal probably didn't matter all that much in Detroit because everyone was drinking anyway. But the reason Prohibition was put into place in the first place was because people thought that alcohol was contributing to crime. And one of the reasons that it was repealed is that they learned that, in fact, prohibiting alcohol led to a lot more crime. And in Detroit, that was really evident in the Purple Gang. So they were one of the most famous gangs during Prohibition, and they really terrorized the city. That image you have of a Tommy gun wielding gangster, that is the Purple Gang. And so the same women, primarily, who had advocated for Prohibition were, in fact, the ones who advocated for repeal because they realized that it was going to be better. And FDR also was in favor of it because as the United States had entered the Depression, they really needed the tax dollars that alcohol was going to bring.
Well, happy Repeal Day.
Cheers.